Elizabeth Warren vows open border, illegals must not be unnecessarily detained. By John Binder on October 3, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is vowing to implement a full open borders policy at the United States-Mexico border where border crossers and illegal aliens would rarely be detained. Warren took to Twitter on Thursday to commit that she, as president, will not unnecessarily detain border crossers and illegal aliens who arrive at the southern border. "Too many immigrants have died in ICE custody," Warren said. "We need to ensure asylum seekers are welcomed, treated humanely, receive the medical care they need, and are not detained unnecessarily. I have a plan to rebuild a more humane immigration system." Warren's statement came in response to a report that a Cameroon national detained by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency had died while in custody. Unmentioned, though, is that migrant deaths under the Trump administration are 20% lower than the rate of migrant deaths under former President Obama. The promise is just the latest remark where Warren has promoted the donor-o-class platform of hemispheric open borders between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, as well as Central and South America. The same position has been accepted by the billionaire Koch brothers' donor network, failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and the big business lobby. On Sunday, Warren told American union workers that increasing foreign competition against them in the labor market by giving amnesty to the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. would be good for them. "Amnesty for all illegal aliens is good for all workers, and we need to get them into our unions," Warren said. "High levels of immigration, illegal and legal, put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals," research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. Research by analyst Stephen Camerota has found that every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. While Warren seeks to increase foreign competition against American workers, President Trump has pursued policy initiatives to decrease foreign competition, increasing U.S. wages and giving American workers leverage over businesses. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.